This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our lines are open for you if you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. You can give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We've had some fantastic calls, some great questions the past few weeks, and we'd love to keep that that record going. Love to hear from you this morning at 608-321-1310. We are joined by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And again, joining us this morning are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Really well. CJ, Malia, how are you today?
Very, very good.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And we've got a great conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about, of course, how you can start planning for retirement income and your, of course, Social Security benefit and when you should take that benefit, which is always a big topic and a lot of questions. And again, the phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Before we get rolling on this week's topic, of course, great thing you guys do on the program each and every week is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week, no exception. Another opportunity to win a great prize from our friends at Klaus Financial, a $25 gift card to Ulta. We'll be doing that Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the program. But first, before we get to this week's conversation, and of course, get some clues for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, get the question and answer as well.
Yeah, so I know Sean's pretty excited about that gift card for Ulta. He wishes he could win that today, but you can't.
Nah.
So, but yeah, we had a lot of great listeners last week. Our show centered around life insurance and kind of taking a look at those old policies you perhaps have stuffed in the drawer and you don't know what really you have and how much you're paying, et cetera. So certainly listen back to that. Our question last week was, are proceeds from a life insurance policy generally taxable to the beneficiary? So Lori of Janesville, congratulations to her last week. She correctly answered no, they are generally not taxable. So congratulations to her. Listen carefully today for your opportunity to win that big prize.
And as Malia mentioned, you can listen back to last week's program online, klausfinancial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great opportunity not only to get an update on the markets, but also there's a link in that to the most recent podcast as well. Just head on over to klausfinancial.com. Today, we're going to be talking about how you can start planning for retirement income, of course, when it comes to taking it from your Social Security benefit. And there's a bunch of questions that people have, like, should be taking it Social Security at 62? Does it make sense for most people? Should be waiting? What do we need to know, CJ?
Yeah, so Social Security, we are back at it again. About every couple of months or so, we talk about Social Security because it just impacts literally all of the listeners on this radio show for the most part. So I do encourage you, just like Sean mentioned before, if you do have questions, Social Security is one of the most popular topics. Feel free to call in and Sean will get you on the air. But the million-dollar question is kind of, when should I draw Social Security? What is the optimal time for me? And for those of you who have listened to this show long enough, you probably can answer this question in your sleep. And the answer is, it depends. It depends on a lot of different factors. Truth be told, the deeper and deeper we get into what we do for a living, the more and more we realize just how many factors there really are to consider with Social Security. So some things like, how soon should I take it? Because there is a difference between when you can first take the benefit versus what your actual, what's called full retirement age is. So we've talked about this before, but full retirement age, also known as FRA, because you know our industry loves acronyms. FRA, according to Social Security, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is age 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months, 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, you get the point. And if you were born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67. So as an example, I was born after 1960, so my full retirement age is 67. Now, some people go, why are they raising the full retirement age? And the answer is actually, it's pretty intuitive. People are living longer. And if they don't do that, then Social Security is going to run out of money, which for those who don't know, it literally says right on your statement, we're running out of money. So that's the reason they keep pushing that full retirement age back. It would not surprise Malia or myself if in the future they raise it even further beyond that, which we think would be very appropriate. So now your full retirement age is the age at which you can collect 100% of your Social Security benefit. So this is key. FRA means the age at which you can collect 100% of your benefit. That doesn't mean the benefit couldn't grow beyond that 100%. That's kind of confusing, by the way. Talk more about that in a moment. Or it doesn't mean you couldn't draw earlier, which means you get less than that 100%. But that full retirement age has some significance for various calculations and income offsets and all kinds of different things. So just think of FRA as the unreduced complete benefit amount at a particular age. So I mentioned, you can choose to collect your own benefit early. The earliest you can typically draw on your own record is age 62 or any time up until age 70. So believe it or not, 62 to 70. If you do collect early, so this is before your full retirement age, you will get a smaller monthly payout because, of course, you're selecting benefits over a longer period of time. Now, if you want to know exactly what your benefit will be, go to ssa.gov. They have excellent resources there for performing calculations or looking at your statement. And they recently modified the statements to show basically your benefit at any given age between 62 and 70, what it would be on a monthly basis if you were to draw.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to get you on the air with your question, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And CJ, I know this is a question you guys hear a lot, which is, when is the best time to collect? Let me get my pen out.
Yeah.
Get this jotted down here.
Yeah. So the best time to collect is, it depends. It's generally advisable to wait until you've reached your full retirement age. But gosh, generally advisable. You all know we're not talking to any one individual on the air here, and so we have to use generalities. But I will encourage you, if you rely on generalities to do your retirement planning, you're going to be disappointed. So we're going to give you a generality, but don't rely on this. Generally, you should wait until full retirement age. So as an example, if you were born in 1955, your full retirement age is 66 and 2 months. So generally speaking, we would say try to wait until that. But there's about a dozen examples I can think of off the top of my head that you wouldn't, meaning you might draw earlier or later, depending upon what's going on in your life. So again, that age, that full retirement age, think of it as the 100% or the unreduced amount of my Social Security benefit is at FRA. But here's where it gets tricky. Another choice is to delay beyond your full retirement age. So Social Security benefits increase at 8% per year for every year you delay beyond your FRA. Up until age 70. Once you reach 70, those delayed retirement credits of 8%, known as DRCs, another acronym, those DRCs end at age 70. So listen, that's a pretty big incentive, right? 8% a year? Gosh, what investment gives you 8% a year guaranteed? Maybe delay that as long as you can. However, here's the trade-off. You're also 1 year closer to death. Right? So you need to recognize, yeah, you can delay, but you need to be aware of your health and your income needs and what this is doing to your portfolio, so on and so forth. So there's the quick rundown on Social Security options and when you can draw.
Really good information from CJ Kloss, of course, and Malia Cuevas, both joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, it is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. End of their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, CJ, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open to you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Learn more online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Our telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about Social Security, and CJ in that last segment mentioned the great website, and you can actually get a lot of great information, SSA.gov. And a lot of people then wonder, how exactly is that benefit determined, and will my benefit ever increase over time? And what do people need to know there, Malia?
Yeah, so these are all really great questions. And again, I think we tout this website so many times as being, such a great resource. And it really is. I mean, kudos to Social Security. They constantly are going in and modifying calculators in there. So everyone should become familiar with the website and see where their benefit is today. So right now, we're going to talk about what's known as Social Security credits and what you need to understand in order to eventually, hopefully, collect your benefits. So as you work and pay taxes, you earn these Social Security credits. And in 2022, there's actually a dollar value that's associated with each credit. It increases slightly every year. You need $1,510 in earnings to earn a maximum of 4 credits per year. So what Social Security benefits are determined by is needing a person needing 40 credits, or essentially 10 years of work, to qualify for a benefit. Now, we'll talk about other ways to get a benefit, but essentially for yourself, generally, you need at least 40 credits. If you don't have at least 40 credits, then essentially you're not currently entitled to your own retirement benefit. Or if you stopped working before you had enough credits to qualify, actually, your credits will stay on your record. If you return to work later, more credits can then be added. So again, if you go to SSA.gov and read their publication, How You Earn Credits, you can learn how to handle that. And often, I personally meet with women, single women, who perhaps were married and they went back to work, or thinking about going back to work, and they had some credits and so forth and so on. And there's an encouragement there to check on how many credits do you have. Does it make sense for you to get a certain amount of a job income so that your credits increase, so that you have the biggest benefit possible when you do go to retire someday? So we see that a lot with self-employed people sometimes. The credits maybe weren't quite there, and essentially paying into Social Security does have its benefits for the future. So assuming you have enough credits, your Social Security then uses a calculation. We've talked about this many times on the air, based on a 35-year average of your covered wages of your highest years. And then those wages are adjusted for inflation. So some people don't have 35 full years of income, but they will average out your highest years. You are eligible for cost of living benefits, and that's an important topic, especially when we have inflationary years like we're dealing with right now. And those increases start with the year that you become age 62. It's true, even if you don't take your benefits until your full retirement age or even age 70, those cost of living increases to your benefit begin with the year you reach 62 and up to the year you actually start receiving those. So the cost of living adjustment, most people know this if they're collecting for Social Security in 2022, is 5.9%, versus last year in 2021 was only 1.3%. And then finally, if you're a government worker and you have a pension, there is a different formula. What a surprise, that's applied to your averaged indexed monthly earnings. So we call that the windfall elimination provisions, the WEP, and that does affect your benefits. So you again, go to socialsecurity.gov and punch in GPO, WEP and use their online calculator to find out how that could affect your benefit in the future.
Fascinating stuff, that is for sure. As always, talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. All right, here is the million-dollar question, which is, how do you know what age is right for you, and what is the break-even point for benefits?
Yeah, this is kind of getting down into the crux of what we began with, right? Which is, I'm getting frustrated with your responses, CJ and Malia. What is the right age? So, of course, we can't tell you because we don't know you. We don't know exactly who's listening, but we can give you some guidance here. So it is different for everyone, but some people advocate for drawing as early as possible because they don't think Social Security will be there. We don't agree with that, by the way. Other people say you should wait until 70 because that's the largest benefit. And we don't necessarily agree with that either. You can if it's right for you and you're planning. But the question is, how do you go about making this educated decision? So we would say it's a number of factors, and we'll go over some of those and talk about the numbers a little bit. You need to consider, do you have enough income outside of Social Security to support your life and lifestyle without running the risk of hammering your portfolio while you wait to draw Social Security? Because if the answer to that question is no, then it's pretty simple. You're going to have to draw Social Security. Mm-hmm. You don't have an option, or you're going to have to work longer, one or the other. So a lot of this can be driven by what you can afford to do, which financial planners, this is a huge part of why you pay a financial planner, is to actually run an analysis of what you can afford. Now, if you find that you can afford that, then it becomes more academic. How long do I think I'm going to live? How healthy am I? Does my spouse have a benefit? Do we have pension income? A lot of different things come into play there. But of course, the actual reduction in benefits by taking your benefits early is another factor to be aware of. So here's an example. If your full retirement age is 67 and you start receiving retirement benefits at, say, 62, which is the earliest you can draw. First things first, if you're going to do that, remember, you can't be working and earning over about $18,000 per year. So more to come on that in a little bit. But assuming you're retired and your full retirement age is 67, but you're retired at 62, you could draw at that time, but you will get only 74.2% of your full amount, of your FRA amount at 67. So there's almost a 30% reduction in benefits by drawing at 62. Now, if you drew at 65, which is just 2 years before your full retirement age, you'll get 92.2% of your full benefit. So you get the idea. 67 in my example is the unreduced amount. That's 100%. Anything before that is going to be some sort of percentage reduction off of that full retirement amount. So even though we all seem to understand that our benefits will increase if we wait, believe it or not, age 62 still remains the most popular age at which most Americans draw Social Security. We think that's a bit of a travesty, by the way, because most people, we have this phrase in our business, which is a lack of knowledge creates fear. Right. And given the complexity of Social Security and the lack of good education on Social Security, it creates fear. Whenever there's fear, what happens? People always kind of take the money as early as they can. So one reason many choose to take Social Security at 62 is they have either a serious illness or chronic medical condition. And if that's the case, then often drawing earlier would make sense.
Talking this
but
morning.
Go ahead, Sean.
Sorry about that, CJ. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Continue. Sorry about that, CJ.
Oh, no worries. So according to Social Security, almost 31% of men and 34% of women begin benefits at age 62. Whereas only 5% of men and 7% of women waited until 70 to begin collecting benefits. That's pretty interesting. It just really points out that people want to draw that benefit and retire as early as they possibly can. So there is this concept of break evens. I'm not going to dig too deep into this today, although it is a super nerdy topic. And I will just kind of explain the concept to you instead of going through all the math. So the concept is this. If my full retirement age is 67, which FYI it is, and if I draw early, I know I'm only getting 74.4% of my full retirement age amount, so I'm getting a reduction. But of course, I'm drawing 5 years early, right? So I am money ahead of my other version of myself for drawing early, right? I'm 5 years ahead by the time the other version of myself would have started to draw. But the other version of myself will get a higher benefit at age 67 and therefore start to catch up to this former version of myself. So that's the concept. It's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. If I draw early, good news is I'm 5 years ahead. Bad news is my benefit is lower. Therefore, if I had waited, I would be money behind by age 67, but start to catch up. So the question is, CJ, Malia, what are the break-even times? Well, if we're assuming no interest, by the way, if we're just looking at raw calculations of dollars, which that's a big assumption, but if you're looking at raw calculations of just dollars, most break-even calculations are somewhere between 78 and 81.
Okay.
So, said another way, if I could guarantee I was going to live beyond age 81, I would almost always be better off having waited till age 70. That's fascinating. But that's the problem, isn't it? Because, whoa, I can't guarantee I'm going to live beyond age 81. And not to mention, fascinatingly enough, no 81-year-old comes into our office and says, yes, I'm money ahead. Right?
No.
So long story short here, this is a complex calculation that break-evens, while they're interesting, they actually, in our opinion, shouldn't carry as much weight as need for the money and as optimizing for your family's financial plan.
It's kind of like driving in a race where you get to start early, but you got the slower car. So you got to calculate.
That's a great analogy, Sean. So, I love that. Really, that's exactly right.
Really interesting stuff this morning, as always, from CJ and Malia. Don't forget, you can learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss. Financial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk about maybe you're somebody who hasn't earned enough credits. We'll find out about some of the other areas you need to know when it comes to collecting a Social Security benefit. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always go back and listen at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later on in the segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. But before we get to that, one final thing to bring up, which is, what if you're in the situation where you've never earned enough credits to qualify for Social Security benefits? Not all is lost necessarily, is it?
Exactly. So if you're not entitled to receive those benefits based on your own record, you still may be able to, you may be entitled to benefits on the work record of a current or a divorced spouse. So to qualify for spouse's benefits, these are the particulars, you need to be at least 62 years of age, or any age if you're caring for a child who is younger than age 16 or disabled, you are entitled to start receiving benefits on your spouse's record. If you start receiving those benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, you can receive 50% of the monthly benefit your spouse would receive if their benefits started at full retirement age. So there's a lot in that little sentence there
unpack.
Understand.
Yes.
Definitely. So understand, though, that your benefit will be permanently reduced if you start receiving those benefits at an earlier age. So that's the one thing people don't quite understand. Once you turn them on, they're kind of stuck, okay? There's also widow and widower benefits. Understanding that is that you can collect Social Security benefits based on their own earnings record and then switch later to survivor benefits, or you can begin with survivor benefits, later switch to benefits based on their earnings. So you have to understand there's some complexity there. If an ex-spouse dies, you may be able to receive benefits similar to a widow or widower. So again, this gets complicated. Go to the survivor benefits page on the Social Security website. And if you're divorced and you're looking at survivor benefits, if you're at least age 60 and the marriage lasted at least 10 years and you haven't remarried before the age of 60, you also may be able to collect your late spouse's benefit. And then divorced people in general can sometimes be entitled to as much as half of their ex's Social Security benefits. Sometimes we see this with previous full-time homemakers or stay-at-home parents who didn't work as much, so they didn't accrue enough benefits. So look into your particular situation. Reach out to Social Security for some definitive answers.
And unfortunately, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're collecting half of on your ex-spouse's, that doesn't reduce their benefit by half, right?
No, it doesn't.
As much as some may want that to go that way.
So. That sounds spiteful, Sean.
I've known enough people, yes. I hear that happens sometimes at a divorce. So really good stuff this week, as always, with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, as always, KlossFinancial.com. It is there for you, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Ulta. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Once you reach your full retirement age, your FRA, according to Social Security, you will be eligible to collect what percentage of your benefit? Is it 50% or 100%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Ulta. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. That number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out with you guys. You have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
The team from Make Dreams Realty comes your way next year at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.